We've discussed on many occasions the impact mental health is having on young people right across the country of Ireland and across the EU, but the latest UNICEF report titled The State of the Children in the European Union, published yesterday, really reinforced the fact that we need a dedicated EU mental health strategy, and we ultimately need to be dealing and looking at and tackling the silent pandemic from an EU-wide work programme versus just member states, each individual country dealing with it. We're seeing a growth in mental health conditions. 13% of young people under the age of 19 now being reported to have and continue to suffer with mental health pressure. The statistic rising to almost 1 in 5 age between 15 and 19 years. And looking at, sadly, suicide and death by suicide as being one of the leading causes of death for those young people between 15 and 19 right across the EU. And that's accounting for 1 in 6 deaths in our EU right now for young people, which is shocking. It's terrifying when you look at the need for our future of our work, our communities, our football players, our doctors or politicians, whoever, radio, whoever they are, this is our future. And it's a terrifying report and one that, in my eyes, re-echoes and recalls the need for us to deal with this and target it and stop this from an EU level versus at member state level.
What do you think can be done to see concrete results in terms of this?
Yeah, well, I mean, to that point, an EU mental health strategy, that every member state has and looks at what is the real issues. And what I mean by that is, you know, from this report, there's a couple of things that were flagged by UNICEF. One, that the impact of poverty on children and because of that, their mental health pressures, the impact COVID had on mental health since 2020 and since. The environmental crisis in which they feel they need to deal with and the perception, the depth and, of change needs to be on their shoulders and the impact of digital technologies on that they're having on their life. And they're the type of breakdowns that they saw again and again and again coming from a number of member states. What is interesting, if you look further into the report, that the 17 EU countries have data, so therefore the 26 and growing don't. That's a problem because it's very difficult to target an issue if you do not have data and research to back that up. So that's one stream we desperately need to do more work on. We know universities and third levels, GPs, members of Na Síochána, they have information and we just need a centralized source to collect that and actually see and understand what's going on in terms of mental health challenges for all, not just young people, but in this case, very much looking at young people. Better education, one of the parts of the report is tackling earlier years, making sure supports are in place in the earlier years. So you know where to go, you know you can get instant help. And the need for that is growing, as we see from these numbers, and that the earlier we can intervene and support, the more likely our younger people have of that skill set of growing on the difficult challenges to face ahead. And we need to remove and reduce the stigma and discrimination of it. Every one of us have mental health or mind fitness, as some might use, and we need to understand that, and we need to make sure we're calling it out and knowing that there's supports in place. But, you know, those listening, no doubt, are sadly probably tired of me talking about this. You know, we also need to talk about the access to jobs within that too. So are we talking to young people or those that are looking to reskill and upskill into different sectors? You know, is the area of psychotherapies and talk therapy, psychology as a whole, an option for people so that we can fill a lot of the open positions we have in the country and across the EU? So making sure that we are not creating delays and more people, particularly young people, getting the supports they need when they need them the most.
And finally, Maria, do you think are the right people in place making the legislation that's going to help young people out of this? Their experience growing up will be very different to the young people now, especially looking at the 15 to 19 year old demographic.
Yeah, one of the biggest things that I often found with developing and designing legislation that's impacting people is you read reports and then you forget to talk about those that have lived experience. And what I mean by that, those are people who are living through various issues that are impacting them. Particularly mental health, you need to have peer-to-peer understanding. You need to be able to look at someone, hear someone sharing their experiences in order to better impact and create better policy. And to your point, I think we have so much more work to do on that, that it's not an us versus them, that we're not talking down to people. We're certainly listening. And young people have that voice here, and I would hope would use that voice in their vote. If they're over the age of 18, right across the EU, coming into the European election, so that if your politician, regardless of what background you come from, if your politician's not talking about mental health in a serious way, then you need to challenge them and make sure they do so, because we need MEPs, local councillors, national deputies to make sure mental health is the top of priority right across the EU, in particular Ireland, so that we can right this wrong and ultimately break the cycle that is negative mental health or mental health challenges and that silent pandemic that's crippling a lot of people, and not just young, but in this case, one in six deaths right now are caused by death by suicide. We need to break that number and break it now.